بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب ما يقول إذا ركب الدابة للسفر. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وجعل لكم من الفلك والأنعام ما تركبون لتستووا على ظهوره ثم تذكروا نعمة ربكم إذا استويتم عليه وتقول سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the overall chapter which deals with the various adab and etiquettes pertaining to traveling, Imam Nawawi has brought a subtext or heading. This is indeed a very important chapter for us, as it deals with what are the ad'iya, in other words, the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited on a journey. Very, very important in this sense that one is, we listen to the hadith, we hear the translation, the commentary, etc. But there should be this keen jazba and zeal to learn these du'as and implement them in our lives. At some point, some of us more often than others, regularly we are going to be traveling. Our jamaats, we are encouraged at least once a month, 3 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are traveling, it doesn't have to be a shari'i safar or journey, going from Durban to Maritzburg, Durban to Pinetown, every time sitting in your car, etc. In some sense, that is a journey. So read the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read on those occasions. Then your journey or your safar becomes ibadat, and you are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and above that, as we have mentioned many, many times, that by pondering over the meaning of the du'as, there are great jewels and lessons that we can learn. So coming back, مَا يَقُولُ إِذَا رَكِبَ الدَّابَّةَ لِلسَّفَرِ. What should one say when one mounts one's animal or conveyance and proceeds on a journey? Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions the verse of the Qur'an which is found in Surah Zukhruf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is observed throughout the Qur'an in many, many places, Allah Ta'ala outlines for us or reminds us about His ni'mats and His bounties and the great, great favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are constantly raining down upon us. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ, that we created for you, or we brought into place for you amongst the ships and the animals that which you ride or that which you mount. When it comes to ships, one is, ulama say, what we call sufunul bariya, the ships of the land. In today's context, we'll refer to our cars, our buggies, etc. Then there is sufunul jawiya, the ships of the sky, or the ta'irat, as we say in Arabic, the aeroplanes, etc. And obviously, the ships which we use to traverse the ocean. So Allah Ta'ala says that we have made this for you, ships, wal-an'am, and animals that which you mount. لِتَسْتَوُوا عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِ, so that once you have mounted this animal, ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ, at that time, ponder and reflect over the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this huge, raging ocean. How is it that you are able to traverse across it? How is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put these waters, made these waters instead of a threat or a loss of life to you, Allah Ta'ala has made it a means of benefit for you. So ponder over that. Look at the ocean. Look at the rising waves. ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ. This animal, compare your size to the size of a horse, or compare your size to the size, in some places people ride elephants. or compare your size to the size of the, or the physical strength of the animal. How is it that Allah Ta'ala has subjugated this animal for you? So these are things that we should be pondering about, is what the Quran teaches us. إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, when you have mounted that animal and now you are proceeding on that journey, وَتَقُولُ, Allah Ta'ala says at that time you say, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْنِنِينَ. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has subjugated or placed in my service this means of conveyance, whether it's a car, whether it's a ship, whether it's a boat, whether it's an animal, or whether it's a plane, whatever you are using as a means of transport. Subhanalladhi, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alladhi sakhkhara lana hadha, who has placed in my service this means of conveyance, wama kunna lahu muqrinin, I would never ever have been able to control this. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, and we without a doubt will be returning back to our Rabb, returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This first part, this verse of the Quran in Surah Zukhruf, very very famous dua of Safar, not the only dua. There are many duas which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited when undertaking or proceeding on a journey. But this is a very comprehensive and a beautiful dua which is taught to us in the Quran. And all of us by now should learn this dua, or should know this dua, because every day we're sitting in our cars and we are going somewhere. Subhanalladhi sakhkhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqninin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Now we have to break down the beauty of this dua that is found in the Quran. First thing, we find in the Arabic language, the word Subhan, Subhanalladhi. Subhan is what we call Tanzih or Taqdis. We declare Allah's purity, Allah is Pak. Now, logically or technically, the dua should have been Alhamdulillahilladhi sakhara lana hada. Shukr to Allah. All praise to Allah Ta'ala that Allah has subjugated this horse or this camel or this elephant or this plane or this car. Allah has subjugated it, placed it in my service. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Yet, like I said, logically it should have been Alhamdulillahilladhi. But why is it Allah Ta'ala says Subhanalladhi? Why Subhan, not Alhamdulillah? Because, like I said, logically it should have been Alhamdulillah. The reason ulama ikram mention, they say, is that when you use this means of conveyance to undertake your journey, first thing within yourself you acknowledge, I need this car, or I need this animal, or I need this plane, or I need this means in order to reach my destination. Allah Ta'ala's Zat and Being is Allah does not need anything. Everything is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are muhtaj, you are faqir, Allah is ghani. You are in need, Allah is not in need. So acknowledge that. Subhanalladhi. Ya Allah, in one split second you took your Nabi on the Mi'raj. You took him with the Buraq to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from there to the seven heavens without the Buraq, through your Qudrat and your power. Ya Allah, you are not in need of anything. I am totally and completely dependent and in need of you. Even this car or this conveyance that you have given, that I have, is not mine, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given it to me. And over and above that, you have placed me in a position to utilize it and derive benefit from it. So, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hada wama. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has placed in our service, sakhara lana, subjugated, placed in my service this means of transport. Wama kunna lahu muqrinin, I would never ever have been able to control it if Allah had not subjugated. Like I said, from a physical concept, if you look in the time of Sahaba Ikram, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the size of the camel compared to a human being. So much more powerful physically it is. If you look at other animals, smaller in size and stature than a camel, like a lion or a leopard or a cheetah, nobody rides those animals. You can't even go near that animal. This animal is even larger in size, yet it is Allah Ta'ala's favor and Allah's ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjugated it. That is why we find even a little child sometimes rides a horse or rides a pony. How is that made possible? Through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to acknowledge that, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. And then the second part of the very, very brief and concise dua is a very, very important sabak and lesson we have to learn. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. That without a doubt, we are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. So today, I am undertaking this temporary journey. I am undertaking this temporary journey from point A to point B. Let this short temporary journey remind me of the inevitable permanent journey that I will have to make back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this safar of mine, I'm going on some vacation, I'm going on some holiday, oh Allah protect us, I'm going on some masiyat mission to do some wrong, going to a gambling house or going to a place of merriment, etc. Let me be cautious and remember, today it is this short journey, another journey is coming. The qabr is coming, akhirat is coming. That inevitable long-term journey, that is coming. So let this short journey of mine, which could well be my last journey in this world, remind me of the main journey when I have to journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this particular journey, I prepared my car, I put the petrol. If I was going for a day or so, I needed some food on the way, I made all that preparation. What about the preparation of the journey that is going to come? Iman, amal, taqwa, that is the provision for that journey. How much preparation have I made for that particular journey? Today, I am going to drive this car or ride this animal. Very soon a journey is going to come which I will not have to make, not be able to make myself. Someone will be raising me. Someone will be carrying me. So each time you undertake a journey, this dua, which is in the Quran, and which, like I said, which all of us know, is supposed to remind us, be constantly conscious of an inevitable journey, which every one of us is on, returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. That without a doubt, we are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this journey, let it remind me of the journey of akhirat. And like in this journey, I took every step to be comfortable. What steps am I taking to be comfortable on that inevitable journey which is going to come? So to reiterate this, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Park, my Allah, you are park, you are pure, you are free from every shortcoming or blemish. You subjugated and placed in my service this means of conveyance. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Ya Allah, I am totally muhtaj, I am totally useless. If you did not place it in my service, I would never have been able to control it. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. And without a doubt, we are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.